Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Very excited for our next guest here. The lead singer for Foreigner, Kelly Hansen, joining us now. Kelly, it's so great to have you on the show today.
I'm happy to be with you.
So everybody knows and loves this song, I Want to Know What Love Is. But you guys have done something really amazing with this song and are going to be donating the proceeds of it to help Shriners Hospitals for Children. What an awesome thing that you're doing, Kelly. Tell us a little bit about how you came to do this and help these kids.
Well, you know, we've been working with the Shriners for about 10 years now, raising money, and they work with us at our shows, and they've been a great organization. I've been to the hospital in St. Louis, and so I think it was maybe our manager who came up with the idea to use I Want to Know What Love Is to raise money for the Shriners. So what that means is that Mick Jones, who wrote the song, leader and founder of Foreigner, decided to donate the proceeds, which is a really rare thing, especially for a number one hit like this. And so, and we had a Shriners Kids Choir come and sing backgrounds on a re-recorded version of the song.
And it's amazing.
You can go to showthemlove.org, and you can donate or download or both. And all those proceeds are going to help kids who have to go to this hospital so their parents don't have to pay and they can get the medical care they need.
I have to say how crazy it is right now. In the studio, we've got Fox News on, we have CNN on, and since I've been talking to you, the Shriners hospital commercial has been on here telling people to go to loveshriners.org and donate to these kids. I mean, it is such a great campaign that is out there.
And some of the kids in the commercial
are in the video.
Are in the video.
And it's amazing. The one kid is, well, they're all adorable, but the one just gets my heart every time. This new release became available to download on Google Play and iTunes earlier this year. And already you have received more than 26 million video views, 405,000 shares through social media, and more than $80,000 in donations. I just think it's great that you guys were able to take something this popular and use it for such good.
I had such a good time for 2 days. We were filming in Tampa, creating a long form video for the song, and also, you know, social media spots and so on. So for 2 days, I got to work with these great kids, and just the energy and the enthusiasm and the positivity that they have is really does lift you. And I feel like that we're getting the benefit out of working with these kids as opposed to vice versa, really.
Hey, Kelly, this is Tony Colombo. I did want to talk to you a little bit more about the making of that video. I've seen it multiple times. It really is an emotional video. It's a cool thing to watch. It's kind of a throwback to when music videos did tell, you know, a big story behind the song. Can you talk about and you also mentioned Mick and how it was? I saw an interview where you were talking about how important it was, how important this song is to Mick, and how he wouldn't just give it away to anything that wasn't what he thought a wonderful cause. So talk about the process of you guys letting, you know, this song be used for, you know, for this cause, and a little bit more about that music video that I would suggest everybody go out and check out.
You know, the thing is that Foreigner songs have been in the ethos and in the atmosphere and in our collective consciousness for now for 40 years. And these songs are requested to be licensed and synced to all sorts of things, movies and commercials and so on. And but this song in particular is a very, very special song. And Mick said that he didn't want to let this be used for anything that wasn't very special. So I think that says a lot about getting them to be able to have the use of this song. And then for the process of the video, we wanted to come up with a concept that would somehow be relatable and kind of shed some light on the fact that most of us through our everyday lives just have little things that we worry about and the things that annoy us. But when you see these kids and the things that they have to go through and how they deal with it with enthusiasm and joy and they continue to move forward in their lives, it kind of gives you a perspective on what's really important. So that's kind of what the whole video thing was about, or the story that was being told in the video. So when I read the script for it, I was definitely on board, and it was funny because we were in Tampa and it was probably 100 degrees out in Tampa, and we were filming outside, and these kids had to play basketball and do all this stuff, and they were just joyous about it, and they were really great, and it was an honor for me to be able to do it.
So there's a lot of great charities out there that are doing great things. Why did you guys choose the Shriners? I know it's been an organization you guys have been working with for a long time. What about Shriners was the deciding point to make that the charity that you guys did a lot of your work with?
Having to do with some relationships that we had developed with different organizations, because sometimes you'll partner up with people to do different things along the course of a particular tour, or, you know, et cetera. And the Shriners, when we started working with them, we just found this really kind of this symbiotic feel with them. And then to see all the great work that they do, and it's really kind of, in many ways, it's kind of invisible. All the energy that they put in to raise money so that these families don't have to pay for their care for their children is something that not a lot of people are really aware of, and we've had such a great working relationship with them for, like I said, 10 years, that it was a no-brainer really to go with them.
Kelly, I just want to also just kind of compliment you. I've seen you with the band. You've been with them for years now, but not the original singer. Not the Lou Graham was the original singer on that song. This was the first time I'd ever seen a fully produced music video with you at the front and singing that song. And
it's so good.
It seems it either you are pretending like that song means a lot to you and you're putting your heart behind it, or you really are, because it's an incredible video and you sound incredible, and people should just download it for that purpose and to hear the kids choir at the end. Just talk a little bit about your time in Foreigner and the opportunity to participate in these type of projects with the band.
Again, I want to say people should go to showthemlove.org, which is specifically where people can go and they can download and or donate for this cause. And for me, I've had nearly 15 years of interpreting this song and feeling this song seeing audience reactions to this song and people who talk to us about how meaningful the song was in their life. We hear lots of stories about proposals and birthdays and anniversaries and sad events in people's lives that are connected to the catalog of Foreigner. And so you can't help but have a connection to these things when you sing them. And that's what I do as a singer, or if I was an actor or whatever. You have to find a way to connect to yourself in what you're doing, and hopefully that comes across when I'm doing that.
Well, it's beautiful. It really is, and you did a great job, and it's a great thing to listen to and watch. So.
Kelly Hansen, lead singer for Foreigner, like you said, showthemlove.org is the place to go and participate in this really awesome charitable act. Foreigner is donating all CD and download sales proceeds to Shriners Hospitals for Children. We have a Shriners here in St. Louis, and they do wonderful, wonderful work. And Kelly, we're just so grateful for the time today and for the act of kindness that you're doing for these kids. It really needs to be talked about as much as possible.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And thank you guys for giving us the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kelly. Great to speak with you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.